good beer. God for the rain. Always need rain. Planting flowers down at the church, and had to water them once a week. Now I think the Lord give me some rain on them. Maybe they'll live all right. I ain't much of a flower planter. Usually I just mow them up. But down there we need a little, you know, pretty, something pretty down there. Heavy Bibles, turn to 1 John. I appreciate y'all praying for the church down there, for King Memorial. Lord's blessing, but yeah, I'd like to see some people come in. We really needed somebody, a piano player or harmonica player or some kind of player. But we're just waiting on the Lord. If he does it, it'll be right. So I try not to get in a hurry. Sometimes I do, but I try not to. I just wait on the Lord. That's all I can do. Sunday, while we was at church, that big storm come through, and naturally it come my way, and it wind blowing, rain, and a tree limb about that big come off of about 100-something-year-old oak tree, and it knocked some other trees and fell on top of my garage and busted the front of it up there and knocked the side in, but it didn't hurt the main garage, but I said, oh, well, it'd have happened if I'd have been here or not. So, but most people got mad at God, you know, and cussed God or something, but his ways are not my ways. So if you have your Bible over in 1 John chapter 5, read a couple of verses. Pray for the preacher. He's on vacation. And let that have a good time. I mean, he needs a vacation, needs to go. Everybody needs one. And I enjoy going. That little old car I got out there, I just ain't had it for 2 years and it got 50,000 miles on it. That's a lot of miles riding back and forth up down the road. But it's been a good one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. We'll read a couple of verses. These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we would know that he hear us, or whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire him. Go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the word of God. I pray, oh God, that you'd help me tonight. I pray you hide me behind the cross of Calvary. God, use me for your glory and honor. I pray it be a blessing. I pray, oh Holy Ghost, come through. I pray, God, that you'd touch each and every one of us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for this church and the people. And I thank you for the pastor. I pray you protect him and bring him back safely. I ask you, God, to help us now, Lord. We need you in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to preach a simple message on saved for sure. I mean, there's a lot of people don't know it for sure. And a lot of people think they're saved because they got baptized, or saved just because they went to church, or different reasons. But I'm glad I'm saved and I know it for sure. He said, these things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I mean, I know that I got eternal life. I don't have to think so or hope so. I know so. I mean, the Word of God, the Bible tells me so. The only way I'm not going to go to heaven, if this Bible's a lie and there wasn't no Jesus Christ and he was never around, and that's a lie. I mean, yeah, so I believe this is the Word of God. The King James Bible is the Word of God. There was an old Scottish man who was rejoicing in the fact that he knew Jesus Christ and knew that he was saved. And one of his friends asked him, he said, well, how do you know you're saved? He said, "Well, you're always talking about it." He said, "How you know?" He said, "How you know for sure?" He said, "Well, I was there when it happened." That's all I can tell you. I was there when it happened. Thank God I know when I got saved, August 15th, it's coming up soon. It'd be 46 years. God saved my soul and cleaned me up and changed me, and I'm not the same as I used to be. Thank God I got a heart change. I mean, He changed my heart, and everything else changed with it. Thank God it didn't come by just reading the Word of God. I mean, I tried that one time, and that didn't work. It come through the Holy Ghost, through the preaching of the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Ghost coming in and speaking to my heart and cutting my heart with that sharp two-edged sword. And God moved in on my heart and saved my soul. And I mean, and it made a difference in my life. And for 46 years now, I hadn't been the same. And, people say, "Well, I'm saved," but yet they go out and return like a pig, you know, run back to the mud hole, a dog to his vomit. I mean, they just go back. Thank God I know that I'm saved and born again. Do you know that? Do you know? I mean, it's a great feeling to know when I lay my head down at night that I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He saved me. He died for me. And He saved my soul through the blood of the Lamb. He saved me. Thank God I'm glad that I got saved August 15th, 1976. And I'm glad He did. There are three things that you ought to know that make sure that you're birthed into the family of God. And one of them is His work for me makes me sure. His work for me. He does stuff for me. I mean, I can pray and seek God, and God answers my prayer. You say, "Well, He ain't answered my prayer yet." Keep praying. Keep trusting. Maybe He's just testing you to see how you are. I mean, you got to trust God in everything that goes on. In all parts of your life, you got to trust the Lord. You put all your trust in the Lord. I mean, you can't just put part of it. You can't say, "Well, I'm going to trust you today," and then trust Him in 2 weeks. I put it all in Jesus Christ's hands. There's nothing that I can do about it. I couldn't go out there and stop that tree limb from falling on top of my garage. I mean, that tree limb's that big around. I mean, it looked like a tree instead of a limb. I mean, and that thing fell, but I couldn't have went out there and stopped. I remember one time when I was lost, I had a 66 Chevelle, and it looked pretty good, and went over to Charlotte, and this guy come in and hit a telephone pole, and the telephone pole was starting to fall, and I went running out in the parking lot, holding my hands like I was going to stop the thing. Man, I'd have been sick if it fell on my car. I got in my car and moved it. But I'm telling you, you can't have no control over them things. But the only way you can have can maybe intervene is through prayer. You seek God in prayer and you trust Him. And you say, "Well, what happens if nothing happens in a week or two?" You keep on praying. He don't say how long it's going to take, but He says He'll answer your prayer. If you're faithful to Him, He'll be faithful to you. I mean, you got to trust Jesus Christ and look unto Him for everything that comes to you. I mean, there's valleys you go down, there's hills you climb, and you don't stop in the middle of a hill. When you're going up a hill, you don't stop in the middle. You keep on going till you cross over to the other side, and then there'll be another valley somewhere, and you'll go through it. I mean, that's all it's been for 46 years, up a hill and down a hill, up a hill. Thank God, though, I'm glad I went up and I come down and went back up again, Brother Joe. Amen. I praise God that Jesus Christ saved my soul. I'm glad it's through the blood of the Lamb of God. I hear these people talking, and I've learned a few things about the Catholic people. And they can cuss, and they can drink, and they can do all that. And they don't even believe God talks to them, far as, you know, God talks to us. And I'm telling you what, I thank God. I can lay down at night and I can cry out to God and talk to God. And in a still small voice, He ain't going to come out and blare out in my ears. I mean, He might, but if He wanted to. But he talks to me and speaks to me and tells me things. Thank God, I'm glad. A lost man can't hear that, but I can hear the voice of God. I thank God Jesus Christ is in my life and in my heart. I'm glad He had come in my heart to stay. He had never left me. I hadn't been left behind. I've been down in the mud holes, but he's always come up, and he picks me up and wipes me off and say, go on your way, son. Keep on keeping on. Don't fall back. Don't fall behind. He's always there. I thank God that Jesus Christ has never left me. Thank God. He's always met my needs and met. It may be sometimes it's not what I want, but it's what he want. Hey, the other day, I got another car. Somebody give me another van. They just give me a van, so I got one I'll be having for sale for long. the motor's something wrong with it. I just say, praise God. 2 years ago, I had somebody give me a truck. I mean, the church, 7, 9 years, y'all bought me that van, and I still got, God is good, buddy. I mean, I've said before, well, I'm looking for God to give me a car. Well, now he won't quit. He keep getting, amen. I say, boy, I'm looking for a Cadillac. Amen. Hey, praise God, I'll take what he gives me. This is an old Chevrolet van, but it's nice. Things cleaned up, looks good. I just got to fix a water leak on it. But God's good to me, thank God. I'm glad Jesus Christ is my Savior. But he works on me and makes me sure. He makes me sure. He does work on me and in my life and does things, and it settles my assurance that I am a child of God. When he meets my needs and answers my prayers and things happen in my life, it makes me know that I am a child of God. You ever sit around and you think about something or somebody, and next thing you know, they call you. I mean, just because, I think that's just because God, you had him on your heart. And God blesses you like that. And God does things for you. I tell you what, it's good to be a child of God. It's good to be in the house of God. I'm glad a lot of people, where you go, they won't go to the house of God, and they out run around somewhere, and they say they saved and born again. Or where is that love for God that they one time had? They're missing that first love. They've lost that first love. They need to get in love with Jesus again and get into the house of God. I mean, look through here. I mean, it used to be you had as many on Sunday as you did on Wednesday. I mean, but now it's not like that. Hey, I preached the 3th Sunday night. That's all I had. God didn't tell me how many to preach to. He called me to preach. So I preached the 2. It don't matter to me. I preached to Pat, and we'll leave. She's, hey, she needs it too. You know, God says, preach the word. He said, be instant in season and out. So, you know, you just got to preach the word of God. And that's how I know for sure that I'm saved and born again and know that I'm called to preach, because I have that desire inside of me to be in the house of God. I want to be here. Brother Danny called me a while ago and told me he wasn't going to be able to be here. He said he's still feeling bad and everything. So really pray for him. And you miss people when they're not here. I mean, I can look out across there and I can just count, tell you, people that ain't here. Where are they at? They just, you know, this COVID, I tell you, that COVID stuff really, it showed just how much people really love God. I mean, just knocked them out left and right. And then they think they can just watch it on the internet. You can't get on the internet what you get in the house of God. You can't get the fellowship, and you can't get the unity that's in the house of God with the brothers and sisters in Christ. You can't get that watching it. I didn't even tape my hours Sunday night. I said, well, I just ain't gonna mess with it. I just didn't mess with it. I didn't feel like messing with it, so I did. Maybe that's bad, but I thought, I'm not even gonna mess with it. So I didn't tape it. Halftime, I can't get it to do right anyway. So I thought, well, I'll just preach and let it go. And God bless the preaching, because I didn't have to fool with that thing. But hey, man, you know what? I can get enthused and get on the fire for God, and I have the glory of God come in and get on me, and 1 or 2, just as good as I can 100. Ain't got, God says he's with 2 or 3, 1 or 2, he's with you. You don't have to have a house full. Just as long as you got a few people that loves God, that wants to hear the word of God, as long as you got that, God will be in the midst. And, you know, that's how I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved because where I go, Jesus is going. I'm the temple of God. Jesus, my body is a temple of God. I mean, he's inside of me. He goes where I go. And they told me, but when I was in the meal, right after I got saved, now, you're going to hang your religion up out at the back door. I said, I can't hang it up like a coat. I said, where I go, it goes. And I don't have religion. I got salvation. That's one thing that makes a difference. If you had religion, you might could hang it up out there. But praise God, I got salvation. I got Jesus Christ in my heart. Jesus Christ come down from the portals of heaven and died on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for an old hell-bound sinner like me. And he died on that cross, and then he let me see one day on the right side of the altar at New Testament Baptist Church and on Irish Tanner Road that I was going to hell if I didn't get saved. And he showed me that I would die and be in hell. And I cried out, God, I don't want to go to hell. And God said, you ain't going to go. Hallelujah, I'm glad he saved my soul. I'm glad he come in. 46 years now, he's never left me. He never will leave me, thank God. Hey, man, if I die tomorrow, I'm going to heaven. That's where I'm going. That old Scottish man, he said, I was there when it happened. But I was there that night, Brother Joe. When he come down, I got up off that floor. I wasn't the same no more. I mean, the burdens was lifted away. I didn't exactly know what happened for about a week, but I know God saved me. I mean, my whole life changed. Where I didn't want to go to church. All I want to do is go to church. I mean, I'd go to every revival I could find, go to every place I could go to hear the word of God. I mean, we don't have nothing like we used to have. I mean, it used to be, brother, we'd get a busload of people, and they'd be all in there in one tune, be singing for the Lord, going down the road. That bus felt like it was going to leave the ground. People get to testifying, just having a good time in the Lord. You can't even get them to do that in church no more. I mean, some things we've gotten cold on God. We've lost it. We need to get back some things. Hey, some things we need to get back in our lives. That old-time religion is what we need to get it back in our life, that old-timey way. I mean, Jesus died on the cross when he considered the work of Christ on our behalf. When you consider, I mean, you got to arrive to at least three conclusions. First, his work was an atoning work rather than a yearly sacrifice. It was atoning. It was ever going on. It just keeps going on. I mean, I'm getting cleaner and cleaner. I'm just clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's atoning work. And secondly, his work was accepted work by the Father. God accepted his son dying on the cross of Calvary. He accepted it. And it's a known fact that upon the cross, Jesus Christ cried out, "It is finished." And God accepted it, and God took and wiped away all our sins. When God looked down upon Jesus Christ when he was judging him, he didn't turn away from him. He didn't turn his back on him. He had to judge sin. And sin, that was our sins. And he poured out all his wrath upon Jesus Christ on the cross and judged sin just like he would judge you if you die and go to hell. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus took my sins. And then third, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is proof that the Father accepted the sacrifice that the Son made. And so sinners got saved when he accepted him as a sacrifice. And Jesus went down the hell and got the keys of death, hell, and the grave, sent it up into heaven, set it on the right hand of God the Father. It was done. Thank God. God looks down. He looks through the blood. Hallelujah. I'm glad he looks through the blood. He don't see the way I used to be. And then his work in me makes me sure. His work in me makes me sure what he's done in my life and how he's changed my life, how he's changed me from wanting to hear the wicked, evil ways and have your lights up, your name up in lights and to do the things of the world. You know, oh, nothing like you. You're just it. Thank God I don't feel that way no more. There's nothing in me. There's nothing no good. Thank God the only thing good is Jesus Christ. A person not saved, they think they're it. They think that's all they are, man. They ain't nothing like them. But no, you're weak, evil, wicked, vile. You're just dead man walking. That's what, like, you know that movie, Green Mile? It's a dead man walking, going to be executed. Lost man's dead. He's just dead. Thank God. I'm glad he works. His work makes me sure that I'm saved. The Bible clearly tells us that the Holy Spirit of God in us bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I'll tell you what, you get around somebody that's saved, it doesn't take you long to know. It doesn't take you long to tell where there's something different. I mean, you can just feel the Spirit. God's Spirit bears witness one with another. And I'm glad I can go into a church, Brother Joe, and I can hear a man start reading from the Bible and preach. My spirit bears witness if that church is right or not, if that church is of God or not. That spirit inside of me is Jesus Christ. He's not going to bear witness of a false doctrine. He's going to let you know that hey, this ain't right. But now you get somebody, a man of God preaching a church that preaches the word of God. And I tell you what, God, you can shout and praise God right along with them. Hey, you can go to a church and I'm going to go with a preacher high next week up to Kentucky and up to Brother Matthias's. And I like going up there. And my spirit bear witness. They shout, I'll shout. I mean, if the Lord not convicting me of something, I mean, you can go anywhere. You won't go out on the street and we get talking about the Lord. I'll shout with you. Hey, I'm not ashamed to shout. I'm not ashamed to praise God. Hey, I'll stand up and testify anywhere. I don't care. That's one thing I used to be. That's how God's changed me. I used to be such an introvert that I wouldn't even get out and go into a store and ask them where the bathroom was. I wouldn't ask nobody nothing. I wouldn't, because I did. I was scared. I had a fear inside of me that I could not help and I couldn't get away from. But thank God, God saved me. For the most part, there's a little bit there. For the most part, it's all gone. You know, I don't like confrontation. I just can't help it. But, you know, but if you get me mad, you'll find out different. But thank God, you know, I'm glad God made a difference in me and changed me. He changed me. And I know that my life's not the same. And he bears witness and to testify to me. The Holy Ghost gives testimony within a believer that he or she is born of God. The Holy Ghost gives that testimony. I mean, when a man stands up and he can start telling you what happened on a certain day, I can tell you what happened on August 15th, 1976. I can tell you about going to a church over there, Temple Baptist, sitting in the parking lot, thought church was time to start, and there wasn't nobody there. And I told Pat, I said, what kind of church is this? Ain't even nobody coming. And then God impressed on her for us to come out to New Testament. And we went over there and come in. Y'all have heard my testimony. Come up. We thought it was after 7 o'clock and people were standing out front. Well, I thought, well, what kind of church? He didn't even go to church on time. So we went into church and I look around. I told her, I said, because this is how brave I was. I said, well, you going in first. I'm not going in. They ain't going to turn around and look at me. That's just how I was. And we went in, so I walked behind her, you know, over here behind her. And I turned around and looked, Brother Keith, and that clock on the wall. Now, we had 10 minutes to 7, 20 miles away. We got there, it was 10 minutes to 7. Now, you tell me that wasn't God. That was my day to be saved. God had ordained that day for me, and God sent me over there, and I went in there, and God saved my soul. The Holy Ghost sent out a warrant for my arrest that day. And Brother Todd, he got a hold of me and saved me and cleaned me up. And that Wednesday night, that was on Sunday, that Wednesday night, Pat said, I work third shift, and I sleep. And in the evenings, and she said, are you going to go to church? And I said, yeah, we're going to church. That's Wednesday. You wouldn't dare got me to go on Wednesday. And from then on, I went all the time. I mean, you didn't have to ask me. I was there because the Holy Spirit was bearing witness with them people and with God. And God sent me there. And I stayed at that church close to 25 years or so. And things happen, and sometimes it happened. You don't know why it happened. And you move or whatever and go to another church because God moves you. And if I hadn't have been moved around the way things God worked it, I mean, now look at, I'm pastor of the church. I mean, I never thought I'd pastor a church. I felt like I would have been an evangelist. And Preacher Hyde, he said, when I told him that God was leading me to that church, He said, I argued with God. I thought, he's an evangelist. He ain't a pastor. And then he said he got it settled. And, you know, I just want to do what God wants. And if God says leave, I'll leave. I mean, I want to do what God says. But God cannot lie. If we meet the conditions of God as laid out and laid down for us, to repent and put our faith in Him, you can rest assured that you're born again. You can rest. You can't deny it. I mean, if you did what God, when God spoke to your heart, and you know, I just God saved. I tell you, that night Jonathan got saved. I mean, buddy, I mean, what is he up here 40 minutes or better? I mean, God was dealing with him. He's just a shake. I get cold chills thinking about it. Man, well, I mean, ain't that something? You can think about stuff like that and remember things by being saved and the Spirit of God in you, where when you was out lost, you done things that you glad to forget. But I think these things like that, man, I can't forget that. He got up and then testified. Thank God, I'm glad God is real tonight. I'm glad He is real in my heart. He's real in my life, and I'm glad I can go out and tell somebody. You can tell somebody about Jesus Christ, and don't try. You can't make them get saved. You just give them the word. Let the Holy Ghost do the word. The Holy Ghost has got to work on them. If God doesn't work on them, nobody can work on them. So that's just a little simple message God laid on my heart. Saved, are you sure? I'm sure. I'm just as sure as I can be. I mean, I'm saved. There's no way I can go to hell. I mean, I don't think on it. I ain't going. I'm going to heaven. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've seen too many things, Brother Keith, in my life that God has done for me. Too many miracles God has done for me. If you're praying about something, don't give up. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying and praying. I mean, cry tears and let God bottle them up and let God just see how sincere you are. And God will answer a prayer one way or the other. I mean, it might not be what you want, but God will answer it one way or the other. I've seen too many. But Joe, I guarantee you've seen too many. Too many. Too many years have gone by. I walk too far down the road now. I'm going down that straight and narrow road for a long time. And you know, I don't have no plans in turning around going back or falling off in the ditch. I'm going to keep on going for the Lord because He's my Savior. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, if I feel like everybody's saved, but I mean, somebody might not be. But if somebody out there hears this, Lord, on the internet, God, I pray that they might need to be saved, that they'd get saved, they'd come unto you, and you will save them. You didn't say, you said once and for all. I mean, that's all, one time's all it takes. It's not like chewing tobacco and you got to get another dip or snuff or whatever. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus Christ. The blood is real tonight. The blood is as fresh tonight as it was the night Jesus shed it. Lord, I want to thank you for letting Preacher Hyde trust in me and let me preach in his pulpit. I pray you bless each and every one of these people. God, I love his church. I love the people. I pray, God, you'd help them, God. Draw everybody close in Jesus' name. Help those, God, that needs a special touch tonight. I pray, God, you might help them in Jesus' name.